This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Supreme Court upheld a pandemic-era rule today. CPR's Paula Schalsetter reports landlords will continue to be required to provide tenants in federally subsidized housing 30 days' notice before eviction.
The initial mandate was passed by U.S. Congress in 2020 in what's known as the CARES Act. The Colorado Supreme Court debated whether the CARES Act specified an end date to the eviction notice mandates. The case was taken up by the court after a Nevada woman was given a 23-day eviction notice from her landlord. Court justices ruled in favor of the tenant, finding that Congress included no expiration date for eviction notice mandates. I'm Paolo Schalsada, CPR News.
Cottonwood Pass in Eagle County is open for the season. The typically quiet road can sometimes see a lot of traffic when it serves as a detour around Glenwood Canyon. Last year, mudslides forced the closure of Interstate 70 through the canyon, leading many to use Cottonwood instead. The windy dirt road connects the Roaring Fork Valley to Gypsum near I-70. The chancellor of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, will be stepping down from his role in July. Venkat Reddy is transitioning to a temporary advisor role for system-wide initiatives under CU President Todd Salomon. After a year of that work, he'll return to his position as professor of finance in fall 2024. CU plans to appoint an interim chancellor for UCCS before conducting a national search for a permanent leader. This is CPR News. Coming up, we're getting All Things Considered started in just a couple of minutes. Stay right here.